Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Yud Bet. We're going to continue to talk about a seller mixing items from different suppliers together. Mishnah says, Hatagar notel mehamesh giranot venotel letoch migura ehat. A merchant is allowed to buy grain from five different places or threshing places where they would produce the grain. So he's taking five different places and putting them together in one megora, in one granary. Mehamesh gitot venotin letoch pitam ehad, or to take wine from five different suppliers and put them all into one vat. What we are saying over here is that the assumption of the buyer is that a wholesale merchant is going to do this. He's not going to only go to one supplier for all his product. He's going to go to a lot of different people, and he's going to group it all together. That is the assumption that buyers make, and there's no cheating going on when the merchant here is selling them produce or merchandise from five different locations. But the only thing the merchant has to be careful to do is not to mix in some low quality merchandise into the majority good quality merchandise. We have to make sure that he doesn't say, you know what, I'm going to put 75% of the good merchandise and then 25% of the low level stuff, because that would be tricking the people. Word is going to get out that he provides a high quality product. And when that happens, people aren't going to notice the low-quality stuff that he has mixed in there, and that would be a form of cheating them. Now we're going to talk about different types of business practices that would be pulling customers away from the competition. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo yahalek ahenvani kelayot ve'egozin latinokot mipene shehu margilan lavo etzlo. The storekeeper is not allowed to hand out toasted kernels or nuts to all of the children who come to visit his store, because what he's doing here is he's accustoming them to come to him, and he's undermining and using a tactic that is not so clean to attract customers to his store as opposed to going to his competition. These little children, whenever their parents are going to go out to shop, they can tell them, oh, let's go to this person's store. We want to get nuts. We want to get different candies from him. So therefore, a person is not allowed to do that. Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that it's allowed, since the other storekeepers also have the ability to give out snacks, to give out candies, even better snacks than he has. He's not doing anything restrictive, not doing anything that's so low level. Everyone has the ability to do that. Rabbi Yehuda is going to continue. A shopkeeper is not allowed to lower his price way below market value, because that's also going to cause other storekeepers to lose a lot of business. Bachamim omrim zachur leto. Bachamim say he's remembered for doing good by pushing all of the other shopkeepers to lower their prices. So therefore, it's praiseworthy what he's doing. He's helping the public, he's lowering the market value, and he's helping the common person who doesn't have the ability to provide for himself. The Mishnah now continues and talks about things that a seller may do to make his merchandise look more attractive. Lo yavor et hagirisin. The seller is not allowed to sift away any of the crushed beans on the pile, the waste. Not allowed to move that waste out, because when he does that, he's going to raise his price by 20%, for example, when there was only 5% of waste over there. So the offset that's going to happen is not going to be true. He's going to raise by 20 when it's really only taking away 5% of the waste. Divrei Abba Shaul. This is the opinion of Abba Shaul. V'achamim matirin. Achamim allow this. They say that the customer understands what's going on. He is willing to pay a higher price, not because of the attractive level of the beans, but because he doesn't want to have to go through the trouble of sifting. But they do say, Umodim shelo yabor me'al pi megora. But the Achamim say that the seller, if he's sifting and cleaning away the crushed beans, he can't just clean up the top layer and leave the beans underneath unsifted. He has to do all of it. She'eno elaki goin every time. Because when he does that, he's just deceiving the eye of the buyer. And that wouldn't be okay. It has to be that he's really sifting through. And for that service, the buyer is willing to pay a premium. En mefad kesin lo et ha'adam. A person is not allowed to make something look artificially better than it is. For example, an adam, a Kanani slave, if they're selling a slave that has white hair, you're not allowed to go dye that slave's hair black in order to make him look younger. That's deception. Velota behema, you're not allowed to do it to an animal. You can't make an animal look younger or make it look stronger or something in order to make the sale much more attractive. Or you can't bring the animal water and fatten it up before you bring it to market. Velota kelim, you're not allowed to also do that to utensils, because with utensils, you're going to make a buyer think that he's getting a better item than it really is, and that's a form of deception that is not allowed in business.